Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Major media reveal that providers like Telefónica O2 bundle around 72 gigabytes of high-speed data, despite users consuming only about 11.7 gigabytes per month. Vodafone is grappling with extensive network disruptions across key German cities due to maintenance work with compensatory free data measures on offer. And Deutsche Telekom has introduced a hybrid solution combining DSL, LTE, and 5G to deliver significantly improved broadband speeds nationwide.
The media reports from Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, Spiegel.de, Rheinische Post, and Heise.de consistently highlight a significant discrepancy in Germany's mobile market between the data volumes offered by major providers and the actual consumption by users. According to Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, providers such as Telefónica O2, Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and 1&1 bundle around 72 gigabytes of high-speed data in postpaid contracts, despite an average consumption of only about 11.7 gigabytes per month. Spiegel.de reinforces this finding by noting a 60% increase in average data bundles, and contrasting these with lower-cost, lower-data prepaid tariffs that offer roughly 14 gigabytes. Rheinische Post also emphasizes that the substantially oversized data packages are less a response to consumer demand and more a strategic move to justify higher tariffs. Adding to the discussion, Heise.de points out that even prepaid plans exceed actual needs, with the extra data serving as an effective marketing instrument despite its underutilization by customers. Together, these reports portray a market where expansive data offerings are used to support premium pricing, while actual user consumption remains much lower.
Under the topic Politics and Regulation, TAS Die Tageszeitung presents a detailed analysis in the article Der große Haushalt auf Pump regarding the German government's ambitious fiscal strategy for 2026. The report explains that the government is planning a significant increase in expenditures compared to the current year, with approximately one-fifth of the planned budget earmarked for investments, notably to enhance rail infrastructure and modernize technology in the transportation sector. It further states that beyond investments in digitalization, housing, and healthcare, there is a strong emphasis on defense and security, with the defense budget expected to record the sharpest increase to support the Bundeswehr, procure new military equipment, and finance additional security measures. The article outlines that these new measures are largely financed through additional borrowing, which will add up to nearly 170 billion euros against total expenditures reaching about 600 billion euros, including a new special fund for infrastructure and climate neutrality. Additionally, it notes that while the fiscal gap for 2026 remains relatively manageable at around 8 billion euros, there are greater challenges ahead, with projected deficits of 34 billion euros for 2027, 64 billion euros for 2028, and 74 billion euros for 2029, driven by policy measures such as the expansion of certain social benefits and compensatory payments to state governments. The analysis also remarks on the broader economic rationale behind this fiscal approach, arguing that higher spending is expected to stimulate private investments and boost economic growth, thereby eventually generating higher tax revenues to balance future budgets. Finally, the article stresses that these fiscal choices, which include potential cuts in areas like development aid and adjustments in citizen benefits, represent a strategic decision aimed at addressing both domestic expectations and international pressures, even as concerns about long-term financial sustainability and rising interest expenses persist.
According to T3N.de, Meta is preparing to incorporate AI into the recruitment process for software developers. The article explains that Meta plans to conduct internal tests of AI-assisted coding interviews, scheduled for July 2025, where candidates will be given access to an AI tool to simulate real working conditions. It further details that Meta is promoting a practice known as vibe coding, where code is predominantly generated with the help of large language models, a shift envisioned by CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who believes that AI will soon handle significant portions of programming tasks. The report emphasizes that integrating AI into job interviews aims to familiarize future employees with the technical environment they will work in and to reduce opportunities for AI-based cheating. In this move, T3Yen.de notes that Meta's strategy contrasts with other tech companies that remain cautious about using AI during the hiring process, raising questions about the evolving definition of programming skills.
In today's industry update, the article from Heise.de reports on a significant strategic cooperation between 1&1 and Deutsche Glasfaser, focused on expanding fiber optic network coverage in rural and suburban areas across Germany. The article explains that the two companies have entered into a long-term partnership aimed at connecting Deutsche Glasfaser's local fiber networks with 1&1's nationwide transport network, thereby offering fiber connections to an additional 2.5 million households. It states that this joint effort is intended to create a future-proof infrastructure which will foster more vigorous competition and provide greater choice for broadband consumers. The report from Heise.de further notes that this collaboration is seen as a milestone for both companies, as it not only accelerates the rollout of high-speed fiber connections, but also sets the stage for a gradual replacement of the aging DSL networks with more advanced fiber technology. The article also touches on broader industry challenges, mentioning that while government and EU targets aim at comprehensive fiber coverage by upcoming deadlines, technical limitations and supply issues with DSL components underline the urgency of transitioning to faster digital solutions. Overall, the report underscores the strategic importance of the cooperation between 1&1 and Deutsche Glasfaser as it seeks to strengthen the competitive landscape in the German telecommunications market, an area where established players such as Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and Telefonica continue to operate.
RND.de reports significant network disruptions experienced by Vodafone customers across numerous German cities. Since the morning of 28th of July 2025, many Vodafone users have encountered issues with mobile connectivity, fixed line telephony, and internet connections. The article details that regions such as Frankfurt am Main, Cologne, Hamburg, Dusseldorf, Berlin, Stuttgart, and Hanover have been particularly affected, with some users suffering outages for more than 48 hours. According to RND.de, maintenance work on Vodafone's mobile network, as noted by Stuttgarter Nachrichten, is the likely cause of these disruptions, with improvements to the network inadvertently leading to temporary service limitations. Additionally, the report explains that Vodafone is offering affected customers a compensatory measure through its Giga Guarantee in the Mein Vodafone app, which allows eligible users to claim up to 90 gigabytes of free data once per month upon confirmation of a network disturbance. This detailed account from RND.de provides a clear insight into the current competitive challenge faced by Vodafone, an important consideration in the broader telecommunications landscape.
The article published on Telltarif.de titled Deutsche Telekom, Schnelleres Internet for alle Kunden details. Deutsche Telekom's latest initiative to accelerate internet access for nearly all landline customers, even those without a fiber connection. The article explains that Deutsche Telekom is using a hybrid technology that blends the available DSL bandwidth with speeds provided via its mobile LTE and 5G networks. This combined approach enables customers to experience further improved download speeds of up to 500 megabit per second and upload speeds of up to 50 megabit per second, while nearly nationwide access ensures at least 100 megabit per second for most users. It is noted that the hybrid option does not result in additional costs, since the LTE and 5G bandwidth booster is already included in the basic DSL fees, with a further reduction of the base rate to €9.99 during the first quarter following contract commencement. However, the publication also emphasizes that additional fees for the necessary hardware still apply, whether the equipment is rented or purchased. Typically, the hardware involves the SpeedPort Smart 4 and a mobile receiver, which is ideally installed at locations with optimal mobile signal reception. In addition, customers can enjoy a bundled offer where the 5G receiver and router are provided free of charge for the initial 3 months with subsequent monthly charges. This report by Telltarif.de offers a comprehensive look at Deutsche Telekom's hybrid marketing strategy and its implications for customer connectivity, positioning Deutsche Telekom as a strong competitor in the rapidly evolving broadband market.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.